This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A former Chicago Blackhawks player is alleging a coach sexually assaulted him in 2010, shortly before the team would go on to win the Stanley Cup. The unidentified player is now suing the Blackhawks, saying they did nothing. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has the exclusive and a warning. This story contains graphic descriptions.
The hockey player is only referred to as John Doe in his lawsuit. He alleges that in May 2010, assistant coach Bradley Aldrich sent him inappropriate text messages, turned on porn and masturbated in front of him, and threatened him physically, financially, and emotionally if the player didn't engage in sexual activity with him. Chicago attorney Susan Loggins is representing the player.
This entire man's life has been destroyed. I mean, he was not able to function within the NHL context.
In the lawsuit, the player claims he told the team's counselor, James Gary, about what happened, but that Gary blamed the player.
And he was really upset because he had believed that it was swept under the rug. He was told that it didn't happen and that somehow he brought this on himself.
The player alleges a teammate also was sexually assaulted by Aldrich, though no one else is a part of the lawsuit. In 2013, Aldrich was convicted in Michigan of criminal sexual conduct involving a student. He denied the new allegations through his lawyer and has not been charged criminally in this matter. James Gary referred questions to the Blackhawks attorney. The team says the allegations against the organization lack merit and, quote, we are confident the team will be absolved of any wrongdoing. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.